Age brings balance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today. Age brings balance. How do we find age bringing balance? Do we look at older people and say they are balanced? Are all older people balanced? Are all people who have age balanced? Well, I hardly think so. We know a lot better than that. Age should bring balance, but does it bring balance? A lovely piece of crystal is a beautiful thing to look at and to use. A crystal vase is a beautiful object. It has been crafted and developed to be a very beautiful thing, and it's been crafted and developed to be perfect. Now, the master craftsman who made it perfect, just like our bodies are created perfect. Our master craftsman brought them forth in perfection. The crystal was brought forth in perfection. Now, what happens to the crystal once it is brought forth into the world, once it is brought out into the world that it lives in? If the crystal is treated lovingly, if it is washed lovingly, gently, if it is rinsed lovingly, gently, if it is polished with a lovely polishing cloth lovingly and gently, the crystal is a thing of beauty its entire life. And as it mellows and as it ages, it becomes even more valuable, even more glorious, even more beautiful. You look at it and you say, that crystal is 500 years old, or that crystal is 100 years old, or that crystal is an antique, that crystal is glorious. But has the crystal yellowed? No. Has the crystal been polished and maintained beautifully? Yes. Has it been lovingly cared for? Yes. Has it had a space where it can stand, where it can be and be seen? And in that space, is it respected and honored? Yes. Does everyone who look at that crystal, even people who don't know anything about crystal, do they say that is a beautiful piece of art? That is a beautiful crystal. That's a beautiful glass, to the most naive. And we are like that. We are like that. We are created out of the ideal. We are created out of our beautiful divine self. Our divine creator brought us forth to be an expression on this place where we live. And as we tenderly care for this being that we are, this body that we have, this mind that we have, this brain that we use, as we tenderly care for it, it becomes all the more beautiful and all the more balanced. It becomes all the more glorious because everyone who looks upon it sees its original purity and integrity, because it is not clouded over by dust or dirt or grime of any type. It is beautiful as it was born. And as it ages, it becomes even more beautiful. Even though it hasn't changed, it becomes more beautiful. It has not yellowed. It has not in any way taken on any age, because it doesn't need to. Age is like the dust we leave on a crystal. Age is like the dirt, the grime, the chip. Age is like the carelessness we've been with the crystal in polishing it or in tending to it. Our bodies are the same thing. You can readily tell a body that has been well loved and well taken care of, because that body has no maladies. You can readily tell a body that has been polished and loved, polished with affirmations of, I am ideal. I am whole and perfect. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. You can readily tell that, because As a person ages, and they age in the beauty and the glory of who they are, they become all the more beautiful. They become all the more glorious. They become all the more balanced in every area of their life. People often go to aged people for wisdom. They go to aged people for advice. They go to aged people for a thoughtful approach to life. Now, they don't go to these aged people because they have put on something other than that what they were originally. They were that original piece of crystal. They were that original being that they always were. And when we become more balanced ourselves, we recognize how balanced they are. When we become more understanding of how beautiful all the world is, we see beauty in all beings. We see balance in all beings. The aged ones in families oftentimes were the balanced ones. They were given special privileges. They were the people who were turned to for wisdom and understanding. And they were turned to wisdom and understanding because they themselves kept themselves whole and perfect. They kept themselves in balance. They kept themselves harmonious with their own life, with their own being. And as they kept themselves harmonious and in balance with their own being, as they aged, the balance that originally was with them, there was nothing new added to it, but the balance that was originally with them begins to reveal itself more and more gloriously, more and more wonderfully, more and more magnificently in everything they think and say and do and are. Because they outpicture a gentleness. They have no wars to fight. They have no battles to claim. They have no things that they must chase. They're not looking for the rainbow. They are the rainbow. They're not looking for peace on earth. They are peace on earth. They're not looking for wisdom. They are wisdom. They're not looking outwardly. They now have learned by their life experience that as they look inward, they find all the peace that passeth all understanding, that is beyond the measure of the human and entrances the reality of the divine into their life, into their experience, into their world. And they are, as they age, balance, lovely balance. They no longer look outwardly for approval. They have it from within. They no longer look outwardly for appreciation and enjoyment with other people. They enjoy their own indwelling self. They enjoy their meditation. They enjoy their introspection. They enjoy their peace on earth in them. And they are that balance that everyone is seeking. And all will find that balance one day, perhaps, if they choose to look within. If they choose to take the time to look within and say, I am peace. I am balance. All is in divine order. All is glorious right now. We can never be more divine than we are right now. We can always be a little less human than we are right now. Not that human is bad or good, but human means that we are subject to the world in which we live. Divine means the world in which we live is who we are. And we are divine. We are glorious. We are fantastic. Yes, we are balance. And this balance, everyone who sees us recognizes. This balance, everyone who comes into our world, instantaneously recognize that they are that balance too, that they are that joy too, that they are that wonder, that they are that peace. And as they recognize that, they know that it is done unto them according to their opinion of themselves. And their opinion of themselves is a divine opinion. Their opinion of themselves is beautiful and glorious, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous. Now, your opinion is the same way. When you polish the being that you are, when you say, I like me, you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You say, this temple that I live in is fabulous, is glorious. And as you do that, then the balance that you are is demonstrated in everything that you think and do. And life is glorious now and forevermore. Age brings balance. That's truly not spoken correctly. We have balance at all times, and in our age, we perhaps more readily recognize it. Do you recognize it as you are aging? Do you recognize the balance that you are? Do you recognize that about yourself? Do you know that you are the glorious being that you are? Do you know that life is wonderful? Oh, yes. Now, I have said for months, perhaps years, I have said, I like you, I like you, I like you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And perhaps this is a time for you to start saying that for yourself and watch the miracle of your balance be revealed in everything you think, say, and do, because you are the glorious you, and you are the only one who can bring it into your world. Have a lovely day. I love you.